Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Trump makes a bold claim. Half of Americans are worried about this. The supermajority states and a whole new debate format. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the Kremlin now blames the United States for that drone attack on the Kremlin. Our Pentagon spokesperson says, I can assure you that there was no involvement by the United States. Whatever it was, it did not involve us. I mention this because Trump said this on Sky News in England, and I don't think he's wrong.
If I were president, and I say this, I will end that war in one day. It'll take 24 hours. I know Zelensky well. I know Putin well. I would get that ended in a period of
24. You can break that deal.
100%. It would be easy.
As more banks fail, 19% of Americans are very worried about the safety of their money, and 29% are moderately worried. So that's 48% of Americans are somewhat worried about their money. That's around the same as the 2008 financial crisis. Now, this survey from Pew was done after Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank collapsed, but before First Republic Bank was taken over by JP Morgan. I imagine as more banks fail, more people would be worried. The Financial Times is now reporting that Western Alliance Bank and Pacific Western Bank are exploring a sale. The chair of the Fed says that the U.S. banking system is sound and resilient. North Carolina has advanced a bill in their state Senate, sending it now to the governor, that would ban abortion after 12 weeks. Current law is 20 weeks. The thing is, the governor is a Democrat, and he says he will veto this extreme legislation. But the Republicans have a veto-proof majority in both their state House and Senate. I live in California. We have a Democrat supermajority. Dems can do whatever they want. This supermajority, one way or the other, is shockingly common. There are 20 states that have a Republican supermajority and 9 states that have a Democrat supermajority. Isn't that amazing? A majority of the states have a supermajority in the state legislature. Now, what's really interesting is there's one state where the Democrats have a supermajority in the legislature, but a Republican governor. It's Vermont. And there's 4 states that have a Republican supermajority, but a Democratic governor. How's that work? Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, and North Carolina. And finally, rumor has it that Tucker Carlson wants to host his own GOP candidate forum and take the debates away from the death grip of the lamestream media. I think the debate formats are completely worthless, need to be thrown away years ago. But what do we replace it with? Would you watch a forum with a completely different format moderated by Tucker? Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day, next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz was attending an event in Fort Walton Beach when he was allegedly assaulted by a 41-year-old woman According to police reports, Getz was posing for a picture with a man when the alleged perpetrator threw a glass of wine that splashed both men. She was arrested, held in custody overnight, and met the $1,000 bond the next morning. Now, the woman turns out to be a progressive activist who routinely despises anything Trump on social media. Mr. Getz is a Donald Trump supporter. Motive established. Many would not press an incident like this in criminal court, but the congressman says he will. He points out that throwing objects, even liquids, can damage people. And Getz is correct. Low-level assault should be confronted, or this country will have more of it. In New York City, you can actually punch someone in the face, and the DA won't do a thing. Apparently, that crime is beneath his office. The result is a violent, dangerous city where innocent people are hurt every day and their assailants walk. That is wrong in every way, and Matt Gaetz is right to press charges against the loon who assaulted him. Enough with this barbarism. All of us are going to have to send a message. That kind of behavior should be punished. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Todd Noonan, Pocatello, Idaho, nice town. The Dominion scandal was a hoax that distracted Americans from the wrongdoing committed by state executives who changed election laws to make illegal vote harvesting easy in the states. Todd, that is a conspiracy, a right-wing conspiracy. There is no merit to it. The Dominion lawsuit wasn't a hoax. It was a money grab. And they grabbed $800 million. It was all about money. It wasn't about election law or anything like that. Jolene, concierge member, please check that program out. Direct access to me. Bill, the mainstream media will be giddy once more when Susan Rice announces her bid for the presidency. I am afraid that exactly why she is leaving the White House. That will not happen. Jolene. See, I know these people. Susan Rice is not going to run for president. Doesn't have the money, doesn't have the will, not going to do it. Carol, how can Corinne Jean-Pierre state that the border is 90% better now than it was and not choke on her words? Okay. She didn't say that it was 90% better than it was. She used some little kind of niche stat that wasn't true anyway. But Ms. Jean-Pierre, with all due respect, not attacking her personally, loves the fame that she's getting, likes the paycheck, and is going to do what she is told to do to keep the fame and the money. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Author Margaret Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize for Literature 86 years ago after publishing the most successful novel in history. The story featured Scarlett O'Hara and her life during the American Civil War. Here is the story of Gone with the Wind. In 1926, Ms. Mitchell quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a broken ankle. While recuperating, she used a secondhand typewriter to create the novel. Released in June 1936, Gone with the Wind caused a sensation in Georgia and sold millions of copies all over the United States. On May 3, 1937, Miss Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize. She then sold the film rights to MGM for a modest fee of $50,000. Gone with the Wind is regarded as one of the finest films ever made. Adjusted for inflation, it remains the biggest box office earner in history, generating $3.4 billion in global ticket sales. The movie won 8 Oscars that year, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Supporting Actress, and Screenplay. The film ranks in the top 5 greatest movies of all time, alongside The Godfather, Citizen Kane, and Casablanca. Despite all those accolades, Gone with the Wind is not very popular these days in certain circles. Cancel culture has come for Scarlett and her crew. HBO banished Gone with the Wind back in 2020 because it allegedly glorifies slavery, promotes racism, and whitewashed the history of the Civil War, according to HBO. Activists on Twitter now urging the Smithsonian to remove Gone with the Wind artifacts from the Museum of American History. And here's something else you might not know. The Gone with the Wind movie was a historical moment for a black actress. Hattie McDaniel played Mammy, and she was the first African-American actress to ever win an Academy Award. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.